delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Live across the Hunter Valley.
Oh my God!
Are these two?
What would be a good slogan for the show?
Harry and Dana, the hottest in the Hunter.
Oh, I like that. It's not exactly true, though.
It's Harry and Dana, thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair.
Power.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday, 9 minutes past six. Hello, Dana.
Hello, Harry. How are you?
I'm good. You're very very stylish today.
I'm stylish every day.
Very fashionable.
Don't you think?
Your Pocahontas shirt and your little fur coat.
Yeah, I've dressed up for you this morning.
Oh, thank you for making the effort. I forgot to wear my nicotine patch today because I don't know if you know.
You were going to say, I forgot to wear my knickers.
No. No, remember those. Never forgot them. Long story. But never forgot to wear my knickers.
Oh, God. We can finish the show now. That's
just
enough.
Just it. Let's get out. We're done. No, because, you know, if you have just joined the show, I did say that I'm doing these New Year's resolutions, which was a stupid idea in hindsight.
No, stop with the negativity so early on. You can do it.
Yeah, but I forgot my nicotine
patch. Lucky there's a supermarket just around the corner. You can nip out after the show, grab a patch, you'll be back on track. No whackers, mate.
I'm gonna need a few patches. I'm gonna be covered. There's gonna be no spare skin. Just covered in patches this morning. So I feel like I've been doing this a lot lately. But I've been penning an open letter to my landlady Christine, who I like very much.
Does she listen at all?
She's still been in bed, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll just turn the side radio on, make sure she's listening to her housemate.
On her side table?
Yes, every morning.
I don't think...
I imagine that's how she wakes up.
Yeah, probably. No. So I've done a couple of things wrong the last few days. So I thought I'd get out my paper and my quill and write an open letter again.
You've already started. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, landlady Christine, for breaking the fly screen trying to break into the house the other day.
That video could go on. I wish I'd filmed that. I wish I'd been there to film it because... I'm just putting this in brackets in your open letter.
Sure.
That it could have gone on funniest home videos.
Yeah, I didn't handle things. I was locked out and I didn't handle things the best way I could and tried to break the window.
Do you want to erase this bit or is this included?
No, end bracket.
Okay.
I'm sorry I put the wooden chopping boards in the dishwasher. I didn't know that they expand and swell after they're exposed to hot water.
I also think you need to apologise for cutting steak on those because wouldn't the this is in a bracket, obviously.
Okay, thanks, Dana. So it's a very long letter now.
Wouldn't the meat juices sink into the wood as well?
Okay, we'll add that in.
Yeah.
We'll add that in. Close, I didn't know that. Bracket, Are you supposed to use a plastic chopping board to cut steak?
That's what, because one of my flatmates is veggie, so we're trying to avoid cross-contamination.
Yeah.
So close bracket.
Okay, close bracket just on that one. And finally, sorry for hanging the sheets on the wrong clothesline. I didn't mean to sag the clothesline and break it.
Okay, well, landlady Christine, it's Dana here. Why do you have two washing lines for different things? What's the purpose in that?
One.
I'd like a reply.
One's for just like clothes and socks and undies and that kind of thing. And
now you're defending her. I'm confused on your stance and your relationship with this woman.
Well, I wanted to end the letter, close bracket, by the way. Thanks, Dana. I wanted to end the letter by saying, I do like living there. Please don't kick me out.
Okay. Now, if there's one thing that we know, we can guarantee about kids, it's that they know how to make a mess. And I think in the celebrity life, we idolise all these celebrities. It's sometimes hard to remember that they're humans too. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his little girl, Tia, has done something that I know has happened in households all over the Hunter Valley. So she's made a huge mess in the kitchen.
Who made that mess?
I don't know.
What just happened?
I don't know, Daddy.
Was it the spaghetti fairy that came and just dropped it all on the floor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The fairy came to drop all the spaghetti? Okay. Who's going to clean that up?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure his name starts with D and ends with Y.
So that was on The Rock's Instagram page. His daughter had spilled spaghetti or paschetti.
Paschetti. So cute.
All over the floor.
This has got to happen around the Hunter. Like, every kid has something or someone, an imaginary friend, or they'll blame it on their mate, or I definitely didn't do that, it wasn't me, it was my brother.
So my nephew and niece, when they were younger, they're 18 and 20 now, but I obviously grew up and they were like, there's a 13-year age gap. So yeah. I was like maybe 20 when they were like 3 or 4. And they used to make a mess. They had like a toy room. Mm. So they used to make a mess in the toy room. There was stuff everywhere, all over the floor. And it didn't matter what time of year it was, they'd blame Santa Claus.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So you'd walk in, you're like, who made this mess? And you're like, it was Santa Claus. Like, Santa doesn't, in their minds, they didn't really connect that Santa didn't come in and make a mess. He just delivered presents.
That's so cute, though.
So they would blame Santa all year.
And then at the end of this video, The Rock was like, in the caption of the video it was, he said that's the funniest thing ever, that she just decided to blame it on the spaghetti fairy.
Totally, but it happens. 654-11981, who do your kids blame? Who do your kids blame? Do they blame daddy when he's not home? Do they blame, in this case, the spaghetti fairy?
Naughty uncle. I always used to get, like, my brothers used to blame it on me because I was the loud one. So, of course.
Yeah. So you were responsible
for
that.
Thrown straight under the bus.
Wow. 654-11981. Who do your kids blame? We'll take your calls on this next.
We want to hear your stories. The cheekier, the better on 654-11981. Who does your child blame? Because overnight, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has posted a video of his little girl Tia on Instagram where she blames the Paschetti fairy.
Who made that mess?
I don't know.
What just happened?
I don't know, Daddy.
Was it the spaghetti fairy that came and just dropped it all on the floor?
Yeah.
Really? The fairy came to drop all the paschetti? Okay. Who's going to clean that up?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure his name starts with D and ends with Y.
She's cute, by the way.
But it's great when kids just are that savvy that they know, I might be able to get away with this. Let's go to Cessnock now where Keith is. Hey, Keith.
How are you?
I'm good. What has was it you as a kid or your kids been up to? Who do they blame?
It was actually my niece. We were sitting down for Christmas lunch and my niece, a bit younger, she got baked beans rather than some of the more fancy adult food and, you know, baked beans cause certain bodily reactions and as soon as she did it, she just turned to me and started laughing and said, "Silly Keith." My sister gave it to me, my mother gave it to me, my dad gave it to me for all sorts of misbehaviour. And I pled ignorance and said that it was my niece, but no one would believe me.
You cannot blame a child, Keith. That's bad behaviour on your behalf. How dare you?
Well, you got to live honestly. And I always tell people, don't lie, but you know, my niece lies and she gets away with it.
Exactly.
So I don't know how she does.
To be fair, well played on her behalf because she can't get away with it forever.
Yeah.
Think I've genuinely done the dumbest thing that you can do. So on the weekend, I headed down to Green Hill Shopping Centre in Maitland because I wanted to like pick up a few things, and I'm still organising my room because I've still my mate who was up here on the weekend brought a few more of my things up, and I've kind of got everything now, and I wanted to go get some storage containers. So I went out to Green Hills, and I went to Kmart, and I was walking out with these giant tubs, like storage tubs and that kind of thing. So my arms are full, and then I get to where I think the car park was, where I parked my car, and it wasn't there. And I was like, shit, someone's taken my car. Like,
you think that, right? Yeah.
What do I do? What's happened here? I don't know. What do you do? Do you call the police? I hadn't had my car stolen. I couldn't find my car in the car park.
Yeah.
So there I am, and it was on Sunday. It was that really muggy day. So I'm walking outside with these giant tubs and pillows and like everything that I bought from Kmart, and I couldn't find my car. It took me 25 minutes to walk around until I found my car. I wish they had one of those golf buggy services that, like, if you you lose your car, you just drive around on the golf buggy, because I had so much crap with me.
Well, I think I can beat you. I used to live overseas. I used to live in a city called Dubai, and in Dubai, there's the biggest mall in the world.
Yeah.
Which, of course, the attachment is the biggest car park in the world. And I parked, and I didn't even take any notice of it, just parked, walked straight into the shopping centre, shopped around, came out, and I was like, where's my car? And I had like a small Corolla or something, so I thought it was like hidden behind two big cars.
Yeah.
Or in between two big cars.
But that's the thing, you never really notice where you, because you're so keen to get into the shopping centre.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. Like, there should be a rule or should be a sign that says, take a picture of where you park your car.
Yeah. It gets worse. After 2 hours, I gave up and got a taxi home and went back the next morning when there was no cars in the car park. Like, at 8 o'clock in the morning, car park was empty, went up every single floor until I found my car.
How long did it take you in the morning?
Oh, it took me a good 40 minutes because it's a big car park, so I had to go up every... I was like, I don't remember parking on the ground floor, but I'll start there anyway. And just started on the ground floor.
So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. I had to get a cab home, Dana. So at least you found your car after 25 minutes. But that feeling, though, when you find your car... Like,
and I was like, oh, how am I going to get home? Taxi to Maitland from Maitland. No, thank you.
Yeah.
The Big Three.
Baraba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
This is where we get you up to date with the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. And after Victoria has recorded 3 new cases of coronavirus yesterday, Queensland has wasted no time introducing some new rules for the state. Speaking at a press conference, Queensland Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young told residents to reconsider travel to Victoria or risk getting stuck there. She said, I recommend very strongly that any Queenslander intending to travel down to Victoria just to reconsider that need for travel. At this point in time, there is still movement allowed between Victoria and Queensland, but we all do need to be aware of what is happening. All Victorians that have travelled to Queensland in the past fortnight have also been told to get tested. So things are going to change very quickly with growing case numbers in Victoria yet again, Dana.
I know, and it's not, I can tell you, it's not what the Victorian community want at all.
No, so you lived through coronavirus in Victoria through those lockdowns for months.
Yeah, and it was horrendous.
Yeah.
Mental health was really poor. Businesses were suffering. It's not something any of the country wants to happen, is that for us to all be locked up again. To our next story, it's cricket and COVID related. The SCG test between Australia and India will go ahead, but crowds will be limited to 25% capacity. So that's about 10,000 people per day.
There'll be plenty of space. I think one of the unique features about the SCG, as you can see, it's effectively 8 buildings across 6 stands. So in a sense, the configuration lends itself very well to the sort of separations and containment that are so important, actually, for a COVID-safe environment.
So Cricket Australia Chief Executive Chris Hockley has said that in response to the public health situation in New South Wales, we are working closely with Venues New South Wales and the New South Wales Health to put appropriate biosecurity measures in place. But this has had heavy criticism around it and the government's decision to have crowds there despite the Sydney COVID outbreak. And this makes me furious beyond belief. Why are we risking people's lives and a potential COVID outbreak so that 10,000 people a day can watch the cricket, which they can watch from home? I do not understand it. It is not something that is necessary. I understand they're losing revenue, but you think about if all of Sydney has to go into lockdown, the amount of businesses that are going to lose revenue if there is an outbreak at the cricket, it's not worth the risk. Why are we doing it?
I tend to agree with you. There's a lot of cricket fans. Like, I've got, to be honest with you, I've got mates that are going to that very game.
Yeah.
And I won't be seeing them for a while.
Like, no, it's not worth it.
No, it's definitely not worth it. I don't know why it's going ahead. Like, I'm not certain why it's going ahead. When look at the example that Victoria set, where it was locked down, they got rid of coronavirus.
Exactly.
They got rid of COVID-19. So,
well, what I don't understand essentially is that even there's a member of the World Health Organization. She's part of the expert panel for COVID-19, Mary Louise McClaws, and she has said that it doesn't make any sense when it comes to outbreak management for this test to go ahead with a crowd. That is a health professional, a New South Wales health professional from a New South Wales university who is on the board.
I know.
It's astounding to me.
Let's go to a story now. BCF, you know, boating, camping, fishing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been criticised over a new ad showing a man eating a bat.
Yes.
So the retailer has come under fire for the new ad encouraging people to head out on a camping trip during summer. The company debuted the advertisement in 2020, just before 2020 came to a close, and largely it went under the radar. However, in the weeks since it premiered, some people have picked up on the tiny segment which makes light of the coronavirus pandemic. At one point in the ad, and I've seen the ad, a bloke near the water can be seen eating a bat sandwich. It's pretty funny.
Like, it is a very Aussie. I can understand why people are upset, like too soon, but it is a very Australian sense of humour, isn't it?
They've been contacted with several complaints about the ad, and the Advertising Standards Bureau have launched an investigation. No one can have any fun anymore. they're just saying they've reacted to the outcry, BCF, and they've just said we're trying to paint Australia in a positive light. So, honestly, look up the ad, see what you think.
Let us know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I do want to talk about something. Only because I've solicited for some help with this so far. And so far, everyone who I've asked for help has had no idea.
Okay.
I got an invitation to... Do you remember I was talking about my mate who got engaged and he didn't ask me to... He's like my best friend.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask me to be his best man.
Yeah, very awkward.
Yeah. So I got an invitation to his wedding.
Well, lucky.
Like, I know, thank God I was invited.
Pipped off the list.
Still, like, no obligation at the wedding. Like, I'm not a groomsman or a best man or anything.
Not even the MC?
No. Please don't ask me to be an MC at the wedding again.
Have you been an MC before?
I have MC'd every single one of my friends' weddings.
Because, you know, you can talk.
Yeah, but it's very irritating.
It's a privilege, Harry.
Because weddings are usually big nights and you can't get on it because you've got to concentrate on your MC
duties. Yeah, but you've got New Year's resolutions this year that, you know,
we're getting
cutting
off
down
topic.
We are, anyway.
They've sent the invitation and I got the invitation. It was a digital invitation. Very lovely. Thank you.
They're listening.
And I've just got a question about the dress code.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love this. This is right up my alley. All right, hit me.
Because usually when I've gone to a wedding, sometimes there isn't even a dress code. You just know that you're going to wear a suit and tie.
No, there should always be a dress code. Otherwise, it's too confusing and the options are too vast.
Well, a lot of the times in my experience, the dress code has just been formal or black tie.
Yeah, great.
This one has me very confused.
Okay, what is it?
Classy summer cocktail dance soiree.
Is there commas in between all the words?
There's hyphens. I'll go again.
Okay.
Classy. So it's got to be classy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Summer, classy summer.
This is a niche sort of dress.
It's very niche. Cocktail, so that's a whole new
Hang
dress
on.
Code.
I consider summer like flowy dresses, which is very different from cocktail. It's like you need a cocktail dress with a summer pattern.
Yeah.
That is.
Remember, we're talking about me here, so I'm not going to wear a flowy dress.
Of course.
But thank you anyway. Cocktail. Dance, so I'm assuming you've got to be in...
You have to have some of those Velcro pants you can rip off at any moment.
Yeah, that's a great idea, on the middle of the dance floor. Soiree, I didn't even know what that is.
Soiree means party in French.
Does it? So they've got cocktail,
okay,
dance,
well, let's
party.
Group it. So the first, cocktail, formal and soiree are together, and the two ones left of field are summer and dance.
Summer and dance, yeah.
So you have to have sort of a soiree outfit, cocktailish. So let's go a suit that is made of jersey tracksuit pant material so that you can dance because it's comfy enough to stretch. And then it has to be in a floral print.
Okay.
How's that for an outfit? A tracksuit suit in a floral print.
Okay. Will I find it at Big W?
Exposed. In entertainment news, comedian Ash Williams has spilled the beans on his dirty side hustle on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. But first news, Justin, apparently Harry Styles is off the market and my dreams have been shattered. Money. Why have you done this to me?
Stop drooling.
apparently he and Olivia Wilde were seen holding hands. Now, the pair have been working together on a film called Don't Worry, Darling. She's directing, he's starring in it. Great 70s fashion in this film. Really excited for it to come out. But why?
Olivia Wilde. Just looked up Olivia Wilde. Hello. Good on you, Harry Styles. She's heaps hot.
Leave it alone. Why do you do this whenever we talk about a woman?
Well, I don't do anything. I just like to know what they look like. That's all.
Anyway. She's gorgeous. Moving on. Do you recognise this Bond actress?
Come out real slow. Just another Zoran stooge, Mr. Whatever your name was.
Then he says Bond, James Bond.
If not, if you don't recognise her, that's all good. Me neither. Her name is Tanya Roberts. She was an actress in Bond, and it's just been revealed overnight that she has passed away aged 65. The cause is not yet been revealed, but she was allegedly hospitalised in LA after walking her dogs on Christmas Eve.
Too young and really sad. She was a great Bond girl alongside Roger Moore. That was A View to Kill was an awesome Bond movie.
Now back to the gritty stuff. Ash Williams has admitted to selling foot pics online.
I stopped doing it. Well, because this guy was just on me. Hey, Foot King, do you feel like sending me a foot?
Foot King?
Yeah, hey, Foot King.
Is that your profile or something?
No, he just calls me. He calls me, I'm his lord.
Really?
Yeah, he said, can I bow at your feet, Lord? And I said, sure. And then, but I just stopped doing it because I was like, also he wanted more artistic direction on the foot pics. No, serious.
What do you mean art direction? You got to hire a smoke machine for your foot.
So weird.
Would you ever do it? Would you? Have you ever sold foot pics?
Have I ever sold foot pics?
Yeah.
One, I'm not into feet. I don't understand people who are into
Neither
feet.
Neither do I.
And no one would be interested in my feet anyway.
Well,
so no.
Maybe someone
have
would
you?
Be.
You're a chick. Guys are into that.
Are they?
Have you sold foot pics before?
Well, now I'm offended. I haven't been hooked.
You haven't been asked. Maybe you will.
Apparently, this is the best bit of your foot to photograph, though.
They love soles. Like, that is the creme de la creme. Oh. If you show your soles, you're going to... That's it, mate.
What do you think they do with them?
It's just the best part of the foot. Yeah. You never show your soles first go.
Yeah, how much?
Oh, never.
That's good advice.
Good tip. So if you're going to sell foot pics, never show your soles.
No offence to anyone who, if you are into feet, it doesn't bother me, but it's just not something I'm into. Feet are smelly.
What you put it down to? Feet are smelly.
I'm just not attracted to feet. Never have been.
Every day we get a deeper look into your life, don't we, Harry?
As you know, Dana, we talked about this earlier on the show, that I've got some New Year's resolutions. Quit smoking, which I've already prepared for. I've bought the patches. I'm going to go dry for 6 months. For half the year, I'm not going to have a drink.
6 months.
And then finally get fit. So it's that final resolution that I wanted to talk about today.
Getting fit and fabulous.
Because a lot, like I have just, as you heard, I just said it very quickly. Oh, get fit. But there's a lot involved with that.
What do you mean by that? That could mean so many things to so many different people.
Well, that's what I'm going to explain. Like for me, it encompasses lose weight, eat healthy, go for walks, and put on some muscle, like exercise.
Okay, that's a lot in there. That's a lot to unpack.
And I wanted to come clean about something only because I was caught out yesterday.
See, this is what you do. You come clean as soon as you're sprung.
Well, I was sprung, and I just feel like I should come clean to you because I know you've invested a lot of energy in these New Year's resolutions as well.
If anybody in the Hunter Valley sees Harry doing something he shouldn't be when it comes to his eating habits or if he's, I don't know, if he's having a diet on the street and you see him, snap a picture and please send it to us at 98.1 Power FM.
Well, you didn't have to do that yesterday because I snapped a pic of myself. And
what you're dobbing yourself in.
I was chatting with a friend of mine and I've got a beard at the moment. And she said, oh, can I have a look at your beard? And I was like, yeah, I'm just driving. Hold on. I'll just wait until I stop. And I took a photo, a selfie. And you know I never take selfies, so I'm not very good at it. So I took a selfie of myself in the car.
Why did she want a picture of your beard?
Just to see what it looked like, because usually I have it trimmed. But at the moment, I've got quite a substantial beard. And she said she looked at the photo, and I didn't realise that I'd taken... I know where I'd taken the photo, but I didn't realise this. It was in the photo. She goes, are you at KFC?
Oh, Harry.
I took the selfie in the KFC drive-thru. And you can see the sign in the background.
That's like when somebody takes like a selfie and there's a mirror behind them and they're butt naked.
And they're butt naked, yeah. No, this was worse because it had the KFC. And she goes, I thought you were getting fit. And I was like, oh, I am. I'm just carb loading at the moment.
Sprung.
Yeah. So as Dana said, I...
You know the ramifications of this though. You did say last year... When you said your New Year's resolutions, if all three of these New Year's resolutions don't come true by the end of the next year, you're doing a nudie run through town. You said that. I didn't say that.
No,
said it.
I said that as an example.
No.
but it's
on the record.
Oh, no.
We're going overseas now for this story. This is a really good one. So a Staffordshire man in the UK has reportedly changed his name whilst having a big night. So his name is Thomas Dodd. And a few weeks later, a big white envelope arrived in the mail, and he opened it and realised whilst drunk, he's changed his name to Celine Dion.
Oh. Isn't this so beautiful? So Thomas Dodd is now
Celine Dion.
Is now Celine Dion.
So... He then went on to say that his initial concern after opening this envelope was that he was worried about how he'd have to tell his HR department that he needs to change the footer on his email.
So his name is legally Celine Dion now. It's not like temporarily Celine Dion or...
Legally.
Legally, he changed his name to Celine Dion. I haven't done that while drunk, so that's a win for me. But if I could...
What would you change your name to?
Clint Eastwood.
Why?
Because I'm thinking of Clint Eastwood in the westerns. He's just so cool. Or Dirty Harry,
Harry?
No, I wouldn't change my name to Dirty Harry.
Hang on, I think there's a guy, when I was travelling through Australia with my family, there's a guy in Coober Pedy in South Australia called Dirty Harry, and you walk into his like underground cave and there's just bras strung up from the roof. Is that what I thought of?
Bras strung up from the roof?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going into anyone's cave called Dirty Harry. Thank you very much. I'm talking about the movie Dirty Harry. It starred Clint Eastwood. I would change my name to Clint Eastwood. What about you?
If it was like no consequences and it was just for a day, I think it'd be funny to change it to Chris Hemsworth or something. Because then you can like, you know, call people, oh, it's Chris Hemsworth, and they'll be like, you're not Chris.
You're not a man.
Well, legally I am Chris Hemsworth, but of course I'm not the Chris Hemsworth.
So you just go around like booking doctor's appointments and hair appointments and stuff and just be like, it's Chris Hemsworth.
No, I'd be booking hotels and asking for upgrades.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Well, let's have a bit of fun with this. 654-11981. What's your name, but what would you change it to?
Yes, I love it. But the best bit of this story is that he said he's not going to change his name back because he said it could be worse. I could have been called Boris Johnson. And that's a little dig that he gave the Prime Minister at the end. But call us. What would you name yourself? No consequences. If it was just for a day, what would you change your name to? 654-11981. What would you change your name to? We're throwing it out there on 654-11981. After this story from the UK, a guy has had a big night out, and he's legally, without remembering, he changed his name to Celine Dion.
Yeah, which is
so
awesome.
He's a big Celine Dion fan. He said during lockdown he's been watching a lot of her live concerts on TV, and when he opened a document that arrived in the post a couple of weeks later, he was shocked to find that he'd actually legally changed his name.
Now, I would legally change my name to Clint Eastwood only because he's so cool. You would change it to Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, just to, you know, get some upgrades in some hotels for a day. Mm.
It's not a bad idea. We threw it out there, 654-11981. Lou joins us from Wingen. What would you change your name to, Lou?
I'd change my name to Anastasia, I think.
Oh, exotic.
Like from the film?
No, from the singer.
Oh,
I'm out of love, Anastasia.
Oh, love Anastasia. We actually went to see her last year in New Zealand at Whittyanga concert, and it was unbelievable. She was so awesome.
Would you change it and, like, keep that name forever, or would it just be for the day, just for the feeling of being Anastasia?
No, just for the day, I reckon, Dana, because I quite like my name, Lou.
Yeah, beautiful.
Like, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Anastasia. We really appreciate it.
Let's go to Musselbrook now, where Tony is. Tony, what would you change your name to?
Anything but Tony.
Oh, really? You don't like it?
No. I get Anthony, all sorts of things.
So is Tony short for something like Antonia or...?
No, I'm just Tony.
You're just Tony, so you change it to anything.
See, I understand that too, because I'm Dana, but I get Dana, I get Danae, I get all sorts, all the time.
Yeah, anything but Tony. I hate my parents calling me Tony.
Okay. All right, well, we could think up a name for you. What about Natasha is nice?
No, that's my sister's name.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she got the good name.
No, thanks.
Is there a name that you would go by?
Nah, anything but Tony. I have no idea. I've never really thought about it.
So anything but Tony, but all hyphenated.
And also not Natasha, obviously. Okay.
And definitely not Natasha.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.